Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Look around you at these who call themselves Christians. Look at this building that was built for one purpose, to worship the Christ by proclaiming his gospel and hearing it, and by administering and receiving his sacraments. Consider the other pastors and parishes of our diocese and all the churches throughout the world where the Christian gospel is now preached and has been preached for so many centuries. All of this is the handiwork of the Helper, the work of the Holy Spirit, whom Jesus promised to send. On that night on which he was betrayed, on that night before he died, Jesus told his disciples this: "I tell you the truth, it is to your advantage that I go away. For if I do not go away, the Helper will not come to you. But if I depart, I will send him to you." The apostles must have been completely baffled by those words of Jesus, that it would be better for them for Jesus to go away. And yet for us, you and I can see the truth of Jesus' words as we look around at the Christian church that has been built solely by the divine help of the Helper, the Holy Spirit. And how has the Holy Spirit done it? He's done it throughout the ages through the preaching of the gospel and the administration of the sacraments. The apostles preached wherever they went, and some believed. And in those places where some believed, they gathered together as a church around the preaching of the gospel and the sacraments. And from among those who believed, some were chosen to go somewhere else and preach the gospel there, where some believed and gathered as churches, etc., etc. And on it went, and on it has gone since the day of Pentecost, after Jesus went away and send his Spirit to fill the preaching of the gospel with power. Of course, in our time, in these last dying days of a sin-infested world, the power of the gospel and of the Holy Spirit almost seems smaller somehow. The world has gone mad in so many ways, to the point that it can't even recognize anymore the basic truth of who is a man and who is a woman. And as for the church, false doctrine taints almost every pulpit in the world as arsenic taints food. And the pure teaching of the Church Catholic is taught and believed by an ever dwindling number of the faithful. Where has the Helper gone? Of course, the Helper hasn't gone anywhere. His help remains with the church as Jesus promised it would until the very day of Jesus' return to this world himself. And his work remains unchanged too, because the work of the Spirit has never been to conquer all evil in this world or to create a just society on earth or to build a Christian church that would dominate the nations of the earth. His work is and has always been to convict the world with words of truth, and to guide his church by those same words of truth. The work of the Spirit has never been about numbers, how many believe, or how many disbelieve, or how much or how little evil is there in the world. It's always been about telling the truth, no matter how many believe or disbelieve it. And that work continues unchanged to this very day. Now, Jesus explained further that work of the Holy Spirit. He said, when he has come, he will convict the world of sin and of righteousness and of judgment. Of sin, because they do not believe in me. Through the preaching of the Word of God, that Word that centers around Jesus Christ and Him crucified, the Holy Spirit convicts the world about sin. The world, and as Jesus defines the world here, it's the unbelievers in the world, the heathen, as the old King James Version called them, the world remains in its sin. Unbelievers remain in their sin. They can deny that all they want. They can plunge into every form of evil and sexual perversion or try to justify it. They can practice every form of hypocrisy imaginable and pretend to be the really kind and caring people of the world, even as they lobby for the slaughter of babies in the womb. Or they can be very religious and devout people who follow their religions religiously. And a very many of them pretend to be Christians or think of themselves as Christians, but they don't listen to the word of Christ and they don't believe in the Jesus who is proclaimed in Holy Scripture. And so they are branded as sinners by God the Holy Spirit. And someone will say, yes, but we're all sinners. And that's true. All have sinned and fall short of the glory of God, believers and unbelievers alike. But we are not all branded by God as sinners. The good news that is the gospel is that sinners who repent of their sins and believe in Christ Jesus, who was crucified, suffered, and died for our sins and the sins of the world, are forgiven their sins by God, even here on earth. And to be forgiven means that God no longer brands a person as a sinner, no longer counts a person among the sinners of this world who will perish eternally for their sins. Where there is faith in Christ, all sins are covered. Through the waters of holy baptism, the Holy Spirit washes away sin and gives new birth and new life. The Spirit will convict the world of righteousness, because I go to my Father and you see me no more. Through the preaching of the Word of Christ, the Holy Spirit convicts the world about righteousness. The world has a different idea of its own when it comes to righteousness. The world thinks of righteousness according to its own wisdom. Now, what the world considers to be just and right actually changes quite often from generation to generation, or even from one election cycle to the next. The world's view and teaching of righteousness is all over the board. But throughout the ages, since the Garden of Eden, since the time of Cain, the unbelieving world has had this idea about righteousness. If you do what you think is right and live a decent life on this earth, if you treat your neighbor relatively well and devote yourself to serving God, then God will view you as being righteous and will accept you. In other words, salvation by works. justification by works. That's the world's default faith. But through the preaching of the Word of Christ, the Holy Spirit exposes the error of the world in its view of justification by works. The Holy Spirit tells the world that it's wrong about righteousness. All of the world's works are filthy and unrighteous in God's sight, even as Cain's offering to God was unacceptable to God, because those works are done without faith in Christ. The only works God considers to be good works and righteous works are the works done by Christ Jesus Himself, who is the righteous one. And those works include the works done by those who have been united to Christ by faith, because it is really God who works in you to will and to act according to His good purpose and pleasure. But now Jesus, the righteous one, has gone to the Father and has taken righteousness along with Him, so that the only way to be righteous on this earth is through faith in Christ. The only way to do righteous works on earth is by believers in Christ doing them at the power of God the Holy Spirit. People on this earth, people of the world, can give to charity. They can practice their religion and go to church and give money to their church, lots of it. And they can fight for the rights of the outcast and the poor. And still they will never be judged as righteous before God unless they receive the righteousness of Christ by word and sacrament, by faith in the righteous one who now sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. Here, only believers in that Christ are counted righteous, justified before God. And only believers can do the works that God considers righteous, because it's Christ who works in us and God the Holy Spirit who sanctifies us and produces fruits of righteousness within us. The Spirit will convict the world of judgment because the ruler of this world is judged. People pretend that they will escape the judgment of God that awaits them at their death, as if death ended their existence. And they pretend that Jesus will not be coming again for a terrible judgment day. And they pretend that hell itself doesn't exist, or if it exists, it's only for those really bad people. But the Spirit announces to the world through the gospel that they're wrong about that too. He tells them the truth, that the devil is real and stands eternally condemned before God, and so will all those who remain in the devil's kingdom, who continue as members of the unbelieving world. They may prosper and flourish now. They may have wealth and riches and fame now. They may have power now, and they may have success at persecuting the members of Christ's holy church on earth and making their life miserable on earth. But it will only be a little while longer, and God's judgment will come. In fact, God's judgment has already been pronounced. God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whoever believes in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God did not send His Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through Him might be saved. He who believes in Him is not condemned, but he who does not believe is condemned already, because he has not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. And this is the condemnation, that the light has come into the world, and men loved darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. Of course, it's that very same judgment of God proclaimed in the gospel that has the power of God's Holy Spirit to bring members of the unbelieving world to repentance and faith in Christ Jesus before the final day of judgment and before their death. It's that gospel by which the Holy Spirit has called you to faith in Christ Jesus and has thus drawn you out of the world and made you a member of Christ's holy church. Whether a person believes the gospel or disbelieves it, that truth remains the same. And it remains the task of Christians to speak it. I, from the pulpit, you, from your various vocations and families, it's not about persuading people or convincing people or selling the truth to people or winning arguments with people. It's simply about speaking the truth, telling the truth to people, what the truth is about God, what the truth is about sin, what the truth is about righteousness and judgment, who Jesus is, telling the truth, and living our lives as those who believe it to be the truth, no matter what negative consequences that may have for you in your life. That means you don't jump right into sin with the unbelievers around you. You don't treat the preaching of the gospel and the reception of the sacraments as an optional thing that you can do once in a while when it's convenient, or skip regularly if you have better things to do. It means you do order your life around word and sacrament, knowing the word of truth and speaking the word in love. The Spirit has done His work faithfully for almost 2,000 years, continually convicting the world with words of truth. But the age of the Spirit appears to be drawing to a close. How swiftly, only God knows. As the world rejects the word of truth, which goes out more and more and has reached all the nations of the earth, as the gospel spreads, the world's rejection of it spreads as well and becomes firmer and firmer. And just as Jesus said, it was necessary for him to go away for a while until the Helper came and did his work here on this earth, so also it is necessary for the age of the Spirit to come to an end and for Jesus to come back at that time. And that too will be to our advantage, because when the church has been finally gathered by the work of the Holy Spirit during this age, it will finally be time for Christ to come and rescue his church out of this wicked world. Until that day, let us sing our Maker's praises, and in him most joyful be, as we sang in that hymn. His Spirit is still with us. His help will never leave us. He has taught us the words of truth and has put them in our mouths. And his truth will stand against all the lies of the devil and of the world. Amen. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Amen.